Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? And get your vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There's some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Sammy Sage.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tamirez.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. We've taken a little break to rest our minds and our punditry, but we're back to finish up our superlatives. How are we feeling so far? I think it's been fun. I love
so
it.
So fun.
Mm-hmm. It's really been such a dense, just as dense as 2020, really, when you look back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is the important journalism. I don't really see, you know, the Daily doing anything.
No, absolutely not.
Fuck the Daily. Barbaro on notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This year's been crazy. I mean, when I think back that WandaVision was this year.
I saw you tweet that and I was shocked.
Oh my God.
WandaVision was this year.
That was shocking.
In the year.
In January, but still.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
It was all downhill since then.
It was all downhill since then. So we're going to start with something that's been sort of present recently on the show and in American society, which is the worst billionaire desperate to be an astronaut. Oh. Our two options here.
This is tough.
Are obviously Mr. Elon Musk and Mr. Jeff Bezos. Who is the worst billionaire desperate to be an astronaut or go up way up high? Sammy's ready to go.
Okay. Elon Musk is clearly significantly the worst billionaire desperate to be an astronaut, desperate to go up very high. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that as much as Jeff Bezos has exploited people and just, you know, evaded taxes or not paid in his fair share into the system and all these horrible things that he's done, he has undeniably created a great amount of value for the average American by making products accessible, inexpensive, and convenient to get. And I think that at the end of the day, like if you're going to look at many of these billionaires, the value he has created is significantly more tangible than the value that Elon Musk has created, because Elon Musk's companies, I don't really understand how a lot of what he's doing matches the valuation that he's receiving and also the money that he is, the amount of money that he is worth.
Yeah.
And to me, if you're going to spend all your money that you earned in questionable ways to go up really high, I would at least hope that I would get to utilize, you know, and that most people would get some benefit from what you're contributing.
Right. I could get dog treats in 2 days.
Yeah. I use Amazon every day. I'd never drive a Tesla.
And even if you did drive a Tesla, would it be that great? Would it be that great?
Oh my God, the Tesla listeners are coming for you.
No, they're very nice. They're very nice. I'll have a Tesla, whatever.
I see exactly what you're saying.
A lot of them got messed up after the floods. Like, you can't use them if they get like a little bit of water or whatever.
Making Sammy's point, yeah.
It just doesn't, I don't see in what world what the value he's produced is matching the value of his company. Whereas for Amazon, it's actually quite clear how that might match. Mm.
So true. Whenever we will post about Jeff Bezos, we got the people that are like, you're out of line. What he's done is amazing. He's changed all of these things for us. And when we post about Elon Musk, people are like, yeah, he was an asshole. Like, nobody has anything to say.
I'm going to make the case for Bezos.
Gorgeous.
Being the worst. I've made it very clear on the podcast that I don't like Elon Musk personally. I find him personally distasteful. But I think that the damage that Amazon has done in the labor rights arena with their factories and the union busting that they engage in and the prices that they have made acceptable and what they've done for small businesses, like I think Jeff Bezos he has created more value, but he's also created more harm. Elon Musk does not have great labor practices either, but he does not employ nearly as many people. And whose rocket looked like a penis?
I think it was Bezos.
They all look like penises.
Bezos's rocket looked like a penis. But they all kind of look like a penis. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They all kind of look like
penis. It was just
some
extra information. It's neither here nor there.
Wait, Elise, so you're saying Musk is better because he has been less effective at his
harm. He's caused less, like the ripple effects of his billionairehood are less harmful than the ripple effects of Bezos's billionairehood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a good argument.
But we don't. Okay, interesting. Your arguments are contrasting. Where for Sammy, he provides more value, but he also has.
I'll say for me, he provides no value. I fucking hate ordering shit on Amazon. It's like Sammy. My last resort.
Si se puede.
So for me, as an extremely online person, I'm gonna have to vote Elon is the worst billionaire because his online presence. Yeah. It's terrible. He's trying to be relevant. He's bullying senators. He's fucking terrible. And he's not. And you know what the worst thing is? Which this is like every day I'll like a tweet that says something like this. But it's like he wants to be a funny Twitter guy so bad. So not. And like the only people who think he's funny or anything are people who just are like billionaire stands and are gonna like him no matter what because they think that having money inherently makes you like interesting or funny, and it doesn't. But it's so lame how badly he wants to be funny and cool, and he's terrible and he's just the worst. So that's
Who would I want to spend my time in? Like, if I had to be in an elevator with one of them, I would pick Jeff Bezos because I think he could just maybe hold some semblance of a normal conversation with me. But Elon Musk, he would be making jokes.
You could just sit silently with Bezos. I feel like you could just stare. Yes. You could just stare ahead and not speak with
Bezos.
You
could just be indifferent.
I would feel physically safer in the presence of Jeff Bezos than Elon Musk.
There's an air of mystery to Bezos. We don't really know what's like his thoughts are on shit. We don't really know, like, which is probably for his benefit because I'm sure
the Washington Post.
For what it's worth, his wife seems lovely, and she did marry him. And they were married for a long time.
That's true.
That says, you know, although they did split, the fact that they could even have been together does say something about who he was or formerly whatever.
No, I'm going to.
Musk,
I'm going to disagree because Bill Gates and Linda were together for a long ass time. And he had that contractually obligated vacation with his ex-girlfriend every year in that house.
Right. We have to know if you know,
they're divorced now too, though, aren't
McKenzie.
They?
Yes.
Yeah, they're
all divorced. All of the billionaires are divorced. That also does bring me to another aspect leaning me towards Elon again, because he committed one of my personal 10 commandment sins of life, which is to name your kid a fucking novelty name and do craziness with your kid's name, like that's not like paying homage to anything, it's just to make some kind of personal point to yourself in your adult life.
Do you have other examples?
Yeah, it's there's like a woman TikToker on Twitter
who named her
the kid Poot. Is that one?
Yeah.
Or people like who, like, there will be cases that come up that's like someone named their baby like fuck ass, and then like the judge has to be like, you can't name your baby fuck ass, and then they're like, I have the First Amendment. Right? Like, people who use their baby's name to make a point about something that's not just what you want to name your baby.
That's like, I kind of like the countries that low-key have laws. Like, no, you can't name your kid Hitler. We don't.
My husband's initials are ass. It was not intentional.
That's beautiful. That's
accidents can happen. And I don't mean unusual names. I mean like.
Yeah, like.
I mean like you're doing like, something. You're purposefully names, playing a game. Yeah, with a name. Yeah. It's like, this is a child who has to grow up now. And like, is your little. To me, it's like the ultimate way to show that like you have not taken into account what it means to be a parent or what it means to like think of to bring another life into this world at all. Like,
yes.
And that was his seventh one. His seventh one.
Well, and honestly, he still can't take it again, as a as someone who has a lot of siblings, after I think three or four, they start phoning it in. Millie's my mom's nickname. It's not even, I'm the only one that doesn't have a middle name. No, it's just my mom's nickname that her clients, because my mom does hair and her clients would call her Millie, and she's like, you know what, whatever. And my little brother, his name is Gabriel, which is my dad's name. Like, just, they really phoned it in with us. But I'm going to also.
I was four and they picked out of a hat. And that's how we are.
Exactly. They don't care at that point. They're just like, whatever. Like, Palin family, you are on notice. You guys have terrible names. And also, I don't know if this is going to take up a lot of time. Maybe y'all can play at home. But my favorite thing is fuck, marry, kill Bezos, Zuckerberg, or Musk.
Oh, we have to save that for a different time. But definitely play at home. Play at Christmas
home.
Parties for sure.
Play at
for sure.
Home because that one's lost. Interesting. Okay.
That is, oh shit. Yeah, that's fun. We could do a whole, gross. Actually, we'll talk next week.
actually think next, I know what I would do.
Next superlative, most entrepreneurial. The man in Australia who got paid to get vaccinated against COVID 10 times because anti-vaxxers paid him so that they didn't have to get their shots. Or there were people who just sold like diaper cream and called it ivermectin to anti-vaxxers.
Wait, in what one about day, the people right? who are selling dirt as like a drink that makes you like all powerful or something? Did you hear about this? Uh-uh. I definitely send it to you. Oh my gosh. They're like the mud people.
On Goop.
Oh whatever. My God.
No, not on Goop. It's like a right wing thing.
He got 10 vaccines in one day, right?
Is that
what it was?
Yeah. He did.
I'm going with that guy. He's putting his body on the line.
He's fine.
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he had a lot of time.
Prove.
Why do we not have this guy on TV every fucking day?
Yeah.
He glows yellow now. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. He's actually not. He looks all crazy now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's not on TV.
He's never getting COVID.
My question is, who made more money? That's how I'll decide who's more entrepreneurial.
I'm going to go. I vote for horse pace people.
They could make money and didn't have to like potentially put their life on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also like probably safer to the people buying it too, because the actual horse pace causes blindness and like infertility.
So there was a charitable component to their work as well.
So they were really doing a good thing.
They helped people in a way.
Yeah.
The next one is kind of related. It is the best coders. The best coder is the Gen Z teens who shut down Texas's abortion reporting website, or is it the people who set up vaccines to track vaccine appointments? This was very early in the year, but like, remember how anxious we all were about getting vaccine appointments, and like in big urban areas, just people with computer science backgrounds just like made websites for you to find them.
Oh, so I used one of those to get my first appointment.
Both such great purposes.
So what was the first one again? I'm sorry.
The first one was the Gen Z teens who shut down Texas's abortion reporting website, who like, I think they're the obvious winners. The other one's very earnest and nice, but like these kids, that was incredible.
I do love a good TikTok related troll. The story has a lot more elements that I enjoy, which is TikTok teens and trolling.
And I relate more to acts of spite than to acts of like.
That's true. That's a good point, Brian. Yeah.
You know, it should have been the government who set up some websites to better track vaccines.
That's actually true also, is that the other story has a sad component to it where it's like, why was this needed? Like the government should be doing this.
Yeah. Well, both of them involve government.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, I'm saying government does, but they don't have the best computer science people. Our best computer science people don't work for the government. They work for Mark apps Zuckerberg. That share our photos.
Our
smartest minds are
making apps. And they get like $300,000 signing bonuses.
Well, that's probably the people that made these appointments.
Exactly.
It's the people
they
like,
work
remember
for
when
the
we
apps
needed,
where you share your thirst traps.
Yeah, remember when we like couldn't get masks and people that like worked in supply chains were just like, all right, I guess we'll do it. Like,
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm going to say, just in really recent things, there's a whole campaign right now about shutting down the Kellogg's hiring site because Kellogg's is now like, hiring workers.
I saw that.
And there's
that.
A whole bunch of drama of, like, Kellogg's is hiring people that, you know, to, like, cross the picket lines and not hiring back the people that are whatever. And then they scam the site. And then now the PR company's like downvoting that Reddit page. But then now they're downvoting the PR company. And now it's just like, it's a whole thread. It's super fun. Pop some popcorn, research that. It's great. You'll have a great time.
So for our next one, we're going to do most influential inanimate object. I feel like there are more here. To more options. The two I came up with were the boat stuck in the Suez Canal. Mm. That was a really important moment emotionally, I think, for all of us. Mm. Or most recently, the Peloton bike that, you know, if you don't know, I guess we won't say it, but you all know what I mean.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That the Peloton bike that contributed to a shocking plot twist on Sex and the City and has since become kind of like a cultural moment. So do you think it's the boat, the stuck boat, or the bike?
The stuck boat was really fun. The stuck boat was just a good time for everybody.
I mean, it was definitely more influential, I would say, in that it prevented like the global supply chain from functioning properly for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
So definitely more influential. Maybe not as jazzy as the Peloton bike.
It didn't have its own press kit team, but it didn't need one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It got so much organic pickup that it just made its own.
Yeah.
It made a splash.
Exactly.
I also think that the boat, it taught us all more about how the supply chain works and how our goods get to us. And it was a learning moment kind of ahead of the supply chain crisis.
To be honest, I didn't know there were so many boats out in the ocean all the time. After we saw all that, like, red dots, you know, or, like, they were trying to go through that one canal, I was like, holy shit, that's a lot of boats.
That's influence. Right. If that is influence. Yeah, no question. Yeah. Millie, are you going to be an upset and go with the Peloton bike?
No, I'm going to go with the crowd and say, yep, Suez Canal, learned a lot, influenced a lot, great Halloween costumes.
Yes, great Halloween costumes.
Great memes. It's all about the memes, man, and that one really got the memes going.
Also, like, now I want to be on a boat, like, that goes across, like, that does something like that. I feel like that'd be, like, a really good plot to a movie or something.
I don't think those would be, like, a shipping professional.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're chic boats either.
No, it's not like a cruise.
Yeah. You know? No.
So for our next one, the best television event of 2021, I picked Oprah's interview with Meghan Markle. Iconic. It was a television event. We all tuned in. There are very few of these days where everybody's watching the same thing at once. So Oprah's interview with Meghan Markle or the inauguration?
I mean, like you said, there's very few of Meghan Markle interviews. We have inauguration every 4 years.
But during the inauguration, I was like terrified that maybe something would happen. You know, it wasn't just your regular inauguration.
Yeah.
I think I have to pick the inauguration. Yeah, because imagine if that hadn't happened. Way worse.
It was the best because we're just really relieved it happened.
Yeah.
Like as far as global impact, definitely the inauguration. As far as memes that came out of it, it's hard to beat Oprah saying, were you silent or were you silenced?
I'm going to disagree with you on that, Elise, because the meme, the Bernie Sanders mitten meme was at the inauguration.
That is probably one of the biggest memes, too. And also another thing that happened at the inauguration that really
shook America.
I love it. Jennifer Lopez said, "Let's get loud."
That was hilarious.
I said, Jennifer Lopez, Amanda Gorman, like shook boomers. Liberal boomers bought Amanda Gorman's book.
Gaga wore the Hunger Games outfit.
Yeah, Gaga with the Hunger Games. Michelle Obama with the complete, like, what is it, plum suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there were some iconic moments. Oh, wait, hold on a second. The nighttime one with Katy Perry singing and like Demi Lovato and like all the Broadway singing.
Unparalleled.
Like, so there is.
And when the Trumps flew away.
And when the Trumps flew away.
It was to watch their asses fly away on a helicopter.
That was my favorite part.
I feel like it was so good to see because of how many celebrities came out, which like Trump was so desperate the whole time to get celebrities to do shit. No one did shit. And then Tom Hanks hosted the inauguration for fucking Biden just as a big fuck you to Trump. So in that way, even though the Meghan Markle, we tried to guess who was the one that asked how light or how dark Archie was going to be. We did, but now the inauguration was, yeah. I forget. Who did we land on?
It was Charles.
Charles.
It was Charles.
Yeah.
It was Charles.
Yeah, that would be another great category that the questions we asked ourselves, like who commented on Archie's skin?
I think it was William, honestly.
I thought it came out that it was Charles, but I don't know.
So did I.
Oh.
You just reminded me, huge year for J-Lo. Let's Get Loud.
Huge year for J-Lo.
Yes.
Back with her ex.
Woman of the
later
year.
Later in the year.
Yeah. Huge year. Huge year. So this is our final one. What is most likely to get canceled in the year 2022? Is it federal student loans or is it the Democratic majority?
I think it's going to be like the one we don't want in both cases.
I know.
Student debt won't get canceled in the Democratic majority.
Until the end of democracy.
The optimism here is hard to hide.
It's hard. Well,
I think one could prevent the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. One could prevent the other.
Could get both.
I'm just are they doing to not
get canceled next year?
To not get canceled. Well, yeah, I'm just like, can y'all do something?
More.
Yeah, more.
They get J-Lo back out there.
Yeah, we definitely, seriously, we need some excitement. We need a jazzier 2022 for Democrats, where I agree. That was a very fun end of year game.
That was a great segue. I think that was that might have been the best.
You know what?
Superlative for best segue.
Yeah.
Besides,
that was definitely my worst segue.
What was the one you did earlier?
That one ended up being split into two episodes, so the listeners won't know. But we did pair a story about Josh Duggar with Jeremy Strong. My last fun one, we'll end on a fun note. Who is the best newcomer, Tom Daley or John Ossoff?
My heart belongs to Ossoff.
Yeah.
Because of his Seth Cohen energy.
You know what we need in 2022? This is what I really want. We need another, just like one more hot Democrat in national politics.
Young, progressive, cutie. I'm trying
to do our games and our memes and our fun content, I've got nothing. There's one cute guy. There's one, right?
So tell the Castro brothers. Y'all need to.
Oh, that's true. There
come back.
But see, they actually come on the podcast and interact with us, so it's weird.
Okay. I think you can throw Mayor Pete.
We're best friends with them.
The cute category.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's true.
He's not uncute.
Who?
Pete.
Oh, Buttigieg?
But he's not as cute as Ossoff to me.
Absolutely not.
Ossoff is, I would say, the number one cutie in Congress.
Number one cutie. Yeah, cutie. And Buttigieg is a little hard to get for most people in our audience.
It's hard to get. There has to be someone else.
We got to get a new one. Please. That is going to be part of my goal.
So if you're listening and you're hot, run for Congress.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're a little cutie pie.
You know those courses where it's like, do you want to help your community? Do you want a rewarding profession? No. I just want, are you hot? Do you have a symmetrical face? Are you not problematic?
Are you progressive and cute?
Go run for Congress.
I think we got hotter ladies.
Are there any possibilities?
There's a lot of beautiful women in Congress. Most of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. All right. We'll complain about this throughout next year. Thank you guys so much. Until the end of democracy. I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Sammy Sage.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tavares.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sup podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.